there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I am one of your hosts from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thanks for having me back, Susan. Oh, wait. No, I'm the co-host. No wonder I'm here every week. Well, I just got to say, before we start, I love that northeastern accent of yours. What is that, Massachusetts? So anyway, it's a good thing I don't have an accent or nobody'd be able to understand us. So welcome to the show, everyone. We welcome your questions and comments. You can email us and our guests at pettalk@live.com. Let's get going, Susan.
All right. Well, we have a couple of awesome guests on the show today.
Great.
What?
We always have awesome guests on the show.
Well, I know that, but, you know, I got to make them feel good.
Just keep saying. All right, go ahead.
As long on the show, you'll always have an awesome guest.
Oh, that's true.
Let's not get to this guy yet.
Well, a few weeks ago, we talked about the overuse of doggy Prozac. And doggy Vicodin is another one of those overused and overabused drugs by some veterinarians. So Julio, who just chimed in with his awesomeness, he's our clinical veterinary nutritionist, and he's back today to talk about a holistic option for pets that have chronic pain. But first, we're going to talk to Wayne McCullough. He is the president and CEO of Hyperbaric Veterinary Medicine. Now, as an avid scuba diver, I'm familiar with hyperbaric oxygen therapy because it's used to treat decompression illness. And you're just not going to believe all of the other ways it can be used, especially for your dog. And Wayne is here to tell us about this fascinating piece of equipment. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate you having me on.
And Wayne, thank you for being on. Let me just start with a quick question. Can you just give us a brief description of what this hyperbaric oxygen therapy is and how it works?
Well, I think we've lost Wayne, but from what I understand, in a hyperbaric chamber, they're just basically flooding oxygen, pure oxygen, into your system.
Into your cells.
Yes.
And
that is correct. 100% oxygen under pressure, usually up to 2 atmospheric pressure.
Is it new for treating animals, Wayne?
You know, the answer is yes and no. There have been very few veterinarians that have been practicing hyperbarics over the last 5 to 10 years, but it's mostly been because there has not been, until recently, a chamber available that's designed specifically to treat animals, and now that's what we have done.
So what situations are HBO chambers used?
Good question. Generally, I would describe that as anything that presents itself with edema, pain, infection. More specifically, it would be the treatment of chronic severe wound care from the result of aggressive surgery or the result of an accident or a dog fight, snake bites, crush injuries, radiation necrosis. Its indications are pretty extensive, and I don't want to go on and make it sound like it's applicable for everything, but it is very effective. And most recently, one of the large insurance companies, Trupanion, has advertised that they now recognize hyperbaric medicine and offer it as an insurance rider to reimburse the pet owners for these treatments.
Now, I saw a picture of one of them, Wayne, and you know, it looked kind of small, like a crate, only round, and I see a big dog in there, and I'm just wondering, you put a dog in there, and he's not happy about it. Do you have to use sedatives, or what do you do about these? And they've been treating blind dogs or help treating blind dogs or something. It does a lot that I didn't know anything about. I mean, it seems fairly new to me, but I think it's been around for a little bit.
Well, I thought that the snake bites were kind of interesting because I don't know if you know this, Mark, but in Denton County, which is where one of our other whisperers is, there's been quite a few snakes around because we didn't have a very cold winter. The winter was mild, and so there's a lot of snake activity. So I thought that might be interesting to know because there's a good chance somebody's dog's going to be bit by a snake here
well,
in this area.
He listed off several things, you know, that this thing was good for, dog bites and all kinds of stuff. And I said, well, I got to get me one of those. I saw a picture of a dog in one of the chambers, and he was happy to be there. But what about the dogs that aren't happy to be in there? What happens? Do you sedate them?
It's less than 1% on average in our historical log that have required any mild sedation. You know, you always get that one dog that's a tail chaser or just extremely anxious. But we provide an acrylic cage, if you will, that can house or cage the dog and then enter into the chamber. So it eliminates them from wandering or pacing or trying to scratch or trying to climb to get out. But for most often, because animals seem to be naturally denning in nature, they tend to go in there and get very comfortable very quickly. And if you look inside the window within 5 or 10 minutes, they're usually curled up and going to sleep.
Is there any pain related to the treatment? Is it something that may hurt? Or what? Explain to our listeners what exactly goes on in there and how does it help them to really get better?
Sure. What you're doing is you're introducing 100% oxygen and increasing the pressure up to 2 atmosphere pressure. That sensation, I would describe it as being similar to when you're on aircraft and you're ascending or descending a little quick, and sometimes you feel like you want to open jawbone or yawn or swallow or chew. If you watch the animals, occasionally you'll see them doing that. It's just a natural reaction, a natural instinct. However, I'm told by veterinarians that dogs and cats have a much larger ear canal and area, and that pressure issue that humans would experience are not seen very often with animals. And while you're introducing the 100% oxygen under pressure, this is being literally forced, pressed through the tissue level to the cellular level that creates the anti-infection properties or the healing properties that oxygen provides as a drug. And there was a study put out a couple of years ago that said when you experience a one-hour hyperbaric treatment at 2 atmosphere pressure, your stem cell productivity is increased by 9-fold. That's pretty interesting statement made, because we all know what we're learning with stem cells and their values.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
So, folks, you are listening to Leader of the Pack. Welcome back. We've got Susan and Mark here, and right now we're talking with Wayne McCullough, President and CEO of Hyperbaric Veterinary Medicine. So Wayne's just explaining to us the process of how hyperbaric oxygen treatment works and some of the situations in which this would come in handy. chronic pain, snake bites, a crush injury. And I had another quick question. Another, you know, I mentioned that snakes have been a problem in this area this year. We've also had some really horrible bee attacks, just swarms of bees that look like a big black cloud coming in and killing. It killed last week, I think, a couple of horses and dogs. And so would that be maybe a situation that hyperbaric treatment could work? So, crush injuries, I hate that word. I hate the whole thought of it, Mark.
The concept, though, why the hyperbaric oxygen would help with those injuries.
I don't understand
some of the other things. So.
Right. The pain, the chronic pain, I guess maybe increasing the oxygen just revitalizes the tissue. Maybe that's the thought process behind it. I don't know.
Well, that's why we have guests on, because we don't know.
I don't know. Speak for yourself. Most of the time, I know.
Oh, well, I do too. I just, between me and Julio, we know everything.
Really?
No.
So, I know that my husband, as a doctor, has heard a lot about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and it's unfortunately not used often enough in human situations because Medicare and Medicaid won't fund it, and therefore it's not available to humans. But in this situation, since veterinary care is cash pay, it's much more available to dogs. And so, Wayne, we were just talking about
snake bites.
Other situations in which we might use this, and I mentioned that snake bites are a real problem here in North Texas right now, but we've also had some huge swarms of bees come in and attack animals. So would that be a situation where hyperbaric oxygen therapy would be helpful?
I was talking to Wayne and asking him if there's a minimum age or a maximum age for dogs, and if there's any discomfort for the dog. And knowing how the dog's ear canal works, if you look at the discomfort that a dog would feel in an airplane, dogs will actually feel less discomfort than we will, and because their ear canals are a lot bigger. And but the discomfort will be no more in a hyperbaric chamber for a dog than it would be in an airplane, for example, taking off or landing. So there's no minimum, or of course you probably don't want to put a pregnant dog in it. And he was about to tell us about that. But there's no minimum or maximum age to go in there and to do this treatment. So there are, I actually read a report from University of Sarasota, but or actually Boca Raton in Florida, that they're doing these tests. And as you guys can imagine, there's very little placebo effect, if any, on a dog. A dog doesn't know, oh, okay, I'm taking this medication or doing this or that, so I'm going to get better. So really, if you see results on a dog, you can be certain that result is true and not just placebo. So and the results with hyperbaric chambers have been very, very promising. I don't know if you guys heard when we were talking before getting disconnected, but the cost of a hyperbaric treatment for a dog can range from just $100 to a couple hundred dollars. So it's not something unfeasible. Some pet insurance are covering, some aren't, but definitely if your pet needs it, it's definitely something feasible. I was just with a patient right now that the pet parent came to me saying, well, I've already spent a couple of grand on fixing on my dog, and this dog had a specific ocular problem. I will spend as much money as I have to. So I know how much people love their dogs, how much they spend. So it's actually a very tangible cost for somebody who's willing to do more for their dog.
Now, Wayne, Julio mentioned that University of Florida is using the hyperbaric chambers. What other universities are using them?
Good question. University of Florida is the most recent. University of Tennessee has been treating. They have two chambers. They have a small chamber for small animals, but they also have a very unique chamber, an equine chamber, which is large enough to house a horse and treat the thoroughbred horses. In addition, we're also very active with another seven universities that are wanting to bring hyperbarics into the curriculum and use it as a modality. We're just working through the details of the agreement. The University of Florida has been very aggressive with this technology, and they're doing a number of trials that I can't disclose because of their proprietary nature for them. They're very protective of that. But it's going to be very interesting to see the outcome as a third-party clinical trial and the outcome of that. And we hope to see that outcome Q1 or Q2 of next year.
Wow.
And where can we find out more about this, Wayne?
Well, we do have a web page, of course, and we have a lot of information and a lot of video and YouTube. If you were to go to hvmed.com, which is hvetmaryeeducationddog.com, that will take you right to our web page and give you a little bit more information on my background and the different partners that we're working with and some testimonials that we have posted on our webpage.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate you jumping in, and I hope you enjoyed your vacation in South Beach. We will be right back after these messages.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you're referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. Next up, we have clinical veterinary nutritionist Julio Ferrari to talk about an alternative to doggy Vicodin for managing their dog's chronic pain. Now, I wanted to just go over, just kind of reiterate a couple of points. We had some technical difficulties for the first two segments, but there was really a couple of points that I wanted to reiterate. I'm not sure if everybody was clear on that because of the technical problems. But the hyperbaric medicine chambers are available for treatment for dogs for many different situations, snake bite, surgeries, all kinds of pain management, and they're relatively inexpensive overall. So if you have a dog with chronic pain, it would be something I would definitely check into. And I think that was the points I was trying to make on today's show, and wanted to make sure that those were expressed to everyone before we move on. But now that Julio is on, Julio, what can people do for their pets that are in pain besides giving them opiates?
Yeah, this is a problem that's near and dear to my heart, and I've done research on this for many years. For many years, the only natural things we had were basically chondroitin glucosamine to lube the joints, and that's very good. But one of the problems with that is it's very limited, and it's limited to joint pain. But there are dogs that have a lot of other different kinds of pains, and then it just doesn't work for that. On the supplement side for joint, hip and joint pain, I actually developed a supplement that has not only chondroitin glucosamine to lube the joints, but has boron, manganese, magnesium to fortify the muscles. Because if the machine is stronger, it'll put less stress on the gears. So that's one of the things. Putting your dogs on a good grain-free, low-glycemic diet will help. Wheat is extremely inflammatory. If you have back pain, if you have any kind of motion pain, you'll notice that if you go absolutely gluten-free for a while, your inflammation will reduce drastically, and it's the same thing with dogs. So putting them, and sugar also does it. Sugar will cause that pain, your body to act up more and have more inflammation. So putting them on a low sugar diet, and unfortunately most of these commercial diets out there are not low glycemic. If you see potatoes in it, if you see a lot of these fillers, they're really high in sugar. So we got to eliminate that. Probiotics, very important. I can't stress enough how important probiotics are, because probiotics help them absorb those nutrients better. And if they can absorb the nutrients better, their body will catalyze that nutrient to a point where they're going to feel less pain. And here is one of the biggest problems that we have today in dogs, and you guys see it a lot as well: obesity. People, if we have 10 pounds on a dog is equivalent to 100 pounds on us. Your dog is obese, your dog is going to have more pain. It will put a lot more strain on their joints, and people just don't realize it. I have a patient that the dog was 130 pounds. It was a giant schnauzer that was 130 pounds, and they were giving him Vicodin, or the doggy equivalent of Vicodin, and they wondered why the dog was still miserable. Well, the problem was lose 30 pounds, 40 pounds in this dog's case. Dog lost 40 pounds. It was a different dog. And they were surprised. What surprises me is how surprised people are if their dog loses weight, how much less pain it'll feel. There's a reason to be feeling that pain. And the reason is most of the time just the amount of excess weight that dog is carrying. And supplements, there are two breakthroughs today in our industry that I've spoken about one of them before to our listeners, but propolis is a huge anti-inflammatory. It's completely natural. It comes from the beehive, and it's not honey, and it's not pollen. It's actually the extract from the hive itself. It's an incredible anti-inflammatory. I take it myself, I'll tell you, the difference that it makes is, and it's not something that's going to make a difference maybe in 3 months or 6 months down the line.
It's something that you take, and within a couple of days, you already feel a huge difference. And then there's the biggest breakthrough that I believe in the industry right now is a plant called Mitragynus vitiosa. It comes from Southeast Asia, and it's popularly known as kratom. Now, Mitragyna, unfortunately, has gotten a bad rep in a few places because it is believed that some kids can go and try to abuse it to get high, which I don't believe is possible. We've tested this, and this has been tested in humans for years now. If you take it's a cousin of the coffee plant. Yeah, if you take a little bit too much, you can get a little bit of a buzz off of coffee. And if you take way too much coffee, you're gonna feel sick. So it's the same thing with this phenomenal tree. You take too much of it, you're gonna get sick. But there's no real high hallucinogenic effect. Any bad rep that this has received is, in my opinion, due to the pharmaceutical industry not wanting people to know that you can actually go to an absolutely natural plant and substitute all those painkillers for it.
Well, what about Remedil?
People that have anything from MS to I've heard testimonials from people that have from MS to having had accidents, and they I have one a dear friend of mine who was on Vicodin for 15 years, and every time she tried to stop, she would have terrible withdrawal symptoms. She went on to kratom, and within 1 week, she had completely stopped Vicodin, and the pain it works as well as Vicodin does. So we started using that with dogs, and we've done over 60 dogs now. Got actually 66 dogs in our program, and again, as I said, there's no placebo effect here with the dogs in this case. The maximum placebo effect that you get with the dog is just the owner giving them more attention, so they get a little bit better because of that extra attention they're getting, but not with the medication itself. And the most incredible thing is you don't have to wait 3 days, you don't have to wait 3 hours. Within 15 to 30 minutes, it already is in your system, and it's already helping alleviate that pain. So it's a pretty incredible. It is, in my opinion, a little bit of a miracle drug. Unfortunately, we're still fighting FDA and DEA because of that. Because of all these extreme cases, like the Miami Zombie having used bath salts, which later on they did the blood test, nothing came up, no bath salts came up in his blood. But the DEA has, or American General has, a overreaction to certain things. In this case, there's with kratom, there's absolutely no deaths related to kratom. You can't overdose from it. If you take too much, again, you feel sick.
How can you look up that kratom thing?
Well, there's a very good
Hang on, Julio, hold your thought.
They have a lot of good information. Julio. I believe it's just kratomassociation.com or .org. There are other sites popping up with good information. The Kratom Academy.
Julio?
KratomSmith.com. There's several places where you can get very good information. There's several very well-written articles about Kratom for fibromyalgia, Kratom in cancer patients using Kratom. And again, this is a natural substance. There's nothing synthetic about it. Indiana has banned kratom illegally because it has banned, it had a ban on certain synthetic chemicals. And it listed the Mitragyna, I believe it was Mitragyna that they listed as being barred, but that's not synthetic. It's like saying, well, caffeine, we're going to ban caffeine now. Well, it's not synthetic. It's natural. And it does not have hallucinogenic effects. It's absolutely – you guys know me, and you know I'm not one of those – I don't think that the CIA killed JFK and that the aliens are invading us here.
You just care about zombies.
I really believe that the pharmaceutical industry has, I mean, Vicodin is one of the most sold drugs out there, and antidepressants also, and Kratom has also an antidepressant. It helps as an antidepressant. So I really believe that they don't want this to come out. I really think that they would lose a lot of money, especially because this is such a fantastic natural and not an expensive herb. And so what we're doing right now, a group of scientists and myself and a group of activists, is we're trying to put some order here. We are sterilizing the kratom before it gets encapsulated. We're doing laboratory tests. We're running tests to make sure that it's clean. We're adding probiotics to it in certain cases. And we're trying to put, since the FDA refuses to come in and help us structure this, we'll do it so one day when they walk in, at least they already see that somebody's doing it in an organized, scientific fashion. So we're going through, we're running it through to make it food quality at least. We'll say it's an unapproved drug, and if that does happen, we will at least have a little bit of structure on how to sell this better. But right now, we're doing everything in our power to sell it as a supplement and as food grade. So going through the process of sterilization, encapsulation, because it is natural. It's harvested in the jungles of Indonesia.
So wow, that was some news right there, wasn't it, Susan?
Well, we're going to do dogs in the news.
When news breaks, we fix it. What's up?
So we've got a couple of, I've got a couple of neat stories anyway. So James Gandolfini, he was one of my absolute favorite actors. And, you know, the world was really, saddened by his recent passing. And he was probably best remembered by most of his fans as Tony Soprano, HBO's crime boss. But what many don't know is that he was also a dog lover and a very staunch advocate for pit bulls. His love for the pit bulls is what inspired him to star in his final film called Animal Rescue. It's due out 2014, and it's going to be featuring an adorable little pit bull puppy. He is precious. I saw a picture of him. So the film is a crime drama centered around lost pit bull, a wannabe scam artist, and a killing. And James Gandolfini played the owner of a bar, one of whose employees rescues a little pit bull puppy from the trash and finds out later that the dog belongs to a criminal who wants him back. So it should be a pretty good movie. Hopefully, Animal Rescue, the movie, will bring animal abuse issues into the spotlight, as well as help reduce the stigma on pit bulls. James. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Let's see what else I got. I got the 2013 Hero Dog Awards. They're going to take place October 5th at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. They're going to air a 90-minute special on Hallmark Channel on November 7th to talk about the Hallmark Channel's pet project. Let's talk about this. The Hero Dog Awards is basically eight of America's top dogs were chosen by the public as winners in each of their categories. And here's the categories: law enforcement, search and rescue, guide dogs, hearing dogs, military dogs, service dogs, therapy dogs, and the emerging hero dogs category. And that category is basically, it's ordinary dogs who do extraordinary things. The eight finalists are going to travel to Hollywood for a gala and award ceremony featuring Betty White and other canine celebrities. I love Betty White, too, by the way. Each finalist is going to be presented with an award along with $1,500 selected for their charity partner. And then one of the dogs is going to get $5,000 for their charity partner. Now, folks, everybody can help choose America's Top Dog. So if you want to vote for your favorite top dog, go to www.herodogawards.org and vote. You can vote once a day through September 26th.
Wow.
So, Mark, what do you got?
I can't wait till we get to go out there. When are we leaving? No. Well, I got something pretty neat. We was talking about that hyperbaric chamber, and now this kind of goes along. National Geographic is going to be doing a summer special. It's called The Secret Life of Dogs. And what they're going to do is scientists are going to do it, and that's what's going to make it cool. They're going to do research with macro photography, thermal images, slow motion footage. It's going to be like one of the Matrix movies with the dogs. And they'll even go from birth to motherhood on dogs, showing people basically the accounts of how dogs live, how they got here, and then how they have helped save lives, rebuild marriages, and detect diseases. So The Secret Life of Dogs will be Sunday, August 25th at 9 p.m. on the National Geographic Wild Channel.
Cool. What I hear, we're going to be able to tell, or they're going to demonstrate how dogs see, smell, and experience the world. That's going to be very cool.
And that's what we teach our clients. Think like a dog for a minute. Think like you're out there. Look at your life through the eyes of a dog.
Just think how much more we're going to learn. I'm excited for August 25th to get here. So we are at that time. It's that time again.
Break time?
No, not break time.
Darn it.
It's that time of what were you thinking?
All right.
And I'm going to go ahead and start.
All right. Well, it's just one basic topic that we're both going to put our inputs in. So I'll let you start.
I'm going to start. So this one's about...
We know this world. We live this world. And then we see what you're going to be talking about every day. So go ahead.
So this one it's an extension of Dogs in the News right into What Were You Thinking? Because the New York Post reported just yesterday, I believe, that many New Yorkers have been using fake service dog tags on their pets so that they can take them wherever they want. And, they've been purchasing fake tags, vests, patches, certificates. They purchase them on the Internet, put them on their dogs, and then they just walk into wherever they want, restaurants, grocery stores, coffee clubs, everything. Basically, they're taking advantage of the system because people who have legitimate service dogs say the fake service dogs are causing issues. People don't realize that if the dog misbehaves, that it aggravates the legitimate service dogs and disrupts the way they do service.
Well, we saw that in the airport. Somebody had a little tiny service dog with a little red vest on it. They could have carried it, but it was walking. And that dog went ballistic over our two dogs.
Yes.
He started barking and jumping and twirling around in circles, and that can't be a service dog. Our dog didn't want to do anything but go eat the thing. And that's one of the – and I even told you that day, I said, that's not a service dog.
Yeah,
what certain people don't realize is that they can be kicked out, even with the service dog. It is legal if the service dog is not acting up. It is legal for them to get kicked out of there. A service dog must be a real service dog to behave properly. I saw the other week exactly what you were saying. This guy had a small Maltese in his lap, said it was a service dog, and that thing was yapping to the daylight. I mean, it was really obviously not a service dog, and he had to be removed.
And see, like Susan just said, you don't think about this. How does their behavior affect our service dogs? You know what I mean? It shouldn't.
Oh yeah.
But it can disrupt what the dog is supposed to be doing for us, if you would. Not what they're
doing. Now, on the other hand, if you do own a service dog, you very well know that they don't have they cannot, by law, ask you what that service dog is for, because that's like asking you what kind of handicap do you have. If you say it's a service dog, that's enough. You don't have to show documentation. By ADA law, all you have to do is say, this is my service dog, and they should allow you in. Please, you know, let's do the Christian thing, the right thing here. Let's not lie.
Correct.
Well, and that, I think that's kind of my point, is that, you know, folks, let's be mindful that, you know, it may be cool and fun for you to take your dog everywhere with you. But there's a lot of folks out there that really do need their service dog to perform tasks for them. And faking a service dog certification is going to make things a lot harder for the folks who do really need one.
And there are people out there, legitimate companies out there, you know, making service dogs, if you would. They breed certain breeds and then turn them into service dogs, and 8 out of 10 make it or 8 out of 10 don't make it, whatever happens. You're still breeding more dogs than you need when you can take dogs out of the shelter. You want to talk a little bit about our nonprofit?
Yeah. When I say that it's going to make things a lot harder for those folks, let me expand on that for just a second, because we already hear stories of service dogs being denied access into businesses because people are misinformed on the rights of service dogs. And we are often, as a service dog owner, you and I are both also sometimes cause a little grief when we're trying to go somewhere. It's very frustrating. However, the fake service dogs not only disrupt the true working dogs, it's going to probably lead to stricter laws and regulations that make public access even more difficult. People with disabilities don't need that, especially veterans, which moves us into our nonprofit organization. We have a nonprofit organization that trains emotional support animals for these military veterans that are coming back from the war. They're suffering from PTSD and TBI. They have a true need for these support dogs, and the therapeutic benefits are great. They've been able to reduce their symptoms as well as their medications. They're able to transition back into normal civilization, and they don't need more difficulties entering public places because somebody has a fake service dog.
Where do we get these dogs to give to these people? I'll answer my own question. Okay, go ahead.
We pull them from shelters. We get them out of shelters. We get them from rescues. We don't breed. We don't need to. There's plenty of dogs out there, and we turn them into emotional support animals. And to fake a service dog or an ESA dog is, in my opinion, immoral and disrespectful to those who truly have a need. What were you thinking is all I have
Come
to say
on,
to those
people.
Folks in New York. So, anyway, that's all for this week. Remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.